Hey y'all, this is Charlie, and we are living, loving, laughing in grace. And welcome back. Thank you for joining me again. You know, every time I think of you, I thank the Lord for you and I pray for you. And I know that many of you are doing the same for me, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your encouragement. And don't we just have an amazing, awesome God? Oh, he is so incredible. He is so in tune to us. He just loves us so very, very much that he always wants what is best for us. Listen to this. In Psalms 35, 27, it says, "Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." Wow. Did you hear that? Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. My friend, did you know that the Lord takes pleasure in your prosperity? It delights his heart to see you prospering. He wants to see you prospering. He desires it. Hallelujah. And listen to this. I want to share with you out of the richness of this word pleasure, right? This is a hard thing. We are seeing God's heart for us right now. Amen. Pleasure is the Hebrew word kafet, and it means to take pleasure in, take care of, desire, delight in, have delight in. So think about this. The Lord desires your prosperity. The Lord delights in your prosperity. The Lord takes pleasure in your prosperity. The Lord takes care of your prosperity. Wow. Just take a deep breath right there, right? Like, wow. We can get caught up in working and fighting so hard to have the good life when all along the Lord is saying, "I'm the one that wants to take care of that. I delight in it. I take pleasure in your prosperity. It makes him happy to see you happy." Amen. My friend, think of this. Where did prosperity and abundance come from in the first place? Have you ever considered that the Lord made this entire world, filled it up with life and goodness? And the Bible says that when God first created Adam and Eve, that every tree, say every tree was beautiful to behold and good for food, except one. Every tree, and he had filled the world with trees. Even to today, they say there's probably about a trillion trees on earth. But since God created the earth, we've had a flood, right? So a lot more of the world is underwater than used to be. We have deserts. Did you know that the deserts are growing? All deserts are growing. But the Lord didn't create deserts. The Lord didn't create spaces of nothingness. He filled the entire world up with abundance and gave it to two people. Two. Two. And you think, what else was he going to do? Well, he could have given them a corner of it. Right? And as the world populated, he could have filled in the rest. I mean, he's God. He could do that. He could have given them just enough, right? Just enough to cover their needs. Oh, and y'all know that this is a pet, I guess you'd call it a pet peeve. I don't know. One of those sayings that honestly I despise. Have you ever heard this saying that God gives you what you need, not what you want? Did Adam and Eve really need all of that? No, one tree would have been enough. And can I tell you something? I have read this beautiful word of God cover to cover many times, and I have yet define that phrase. But I have found ones like this: the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I have found phrases like this: let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And that's why I want to share this message with you today, because that phrase, I grew up hearing that phrase, and I know that it is unfortunately very commonly used in many churches, and it had detrimental effects on my life. Not only on my life, but on my perception of who God is. And that's the same lie, my friends, that caused Adam and Eve to sin against God in the very beginning. The devil came to Eve, and Adam was there listening, and made God seem stingy. Has God really said you can't eat of all the trees? As if God was stingy, as if God was holding back something from them. The only thing he was holding back from them was death. At that point, there was no death in the world. No pain, no sickness, no aging, no disease. My friends, all the pain that we see in the world today came into our world through sin. And God knew that that would happen. He told Adam, the day that you eat of that tree, dying, you shall die. He was saying, dying spiritually, you shall then physically die. So he was protecting them. How many times do we see a boundary or a restriction, or we're not getting something that we do think we should have right then and there, and we think it's because God's being stingy, or he's holding back, or we start looking at our own life and blaming ourselves instead of seeing that maybe that's God putting up a barrier of protection. Maybe he knows you're not ready for that thing yet. Maybe he knows that right now, if he were to give it to you, it would cause more harm than good. So somebody needed to hear that, because we're down a bunny trail. Oh, y'all know it. So we're back to God created this world out of abundance, my friends. And Adam and Eve prospered in it. That was his heart's desire. And it was the devil that came along and made God seem stingy. And even though they had access to every tree in the world, they desired the one, say the one that they couldn't have. And you know, God could have made like 5 trees they couldn't have, or 10, or 20, or 30. Right? There still would have been trillions of trees they could eat from, but he only made one because he was setting them up for success. God always sets his people up for success. 99% of their choices were right. But you can't really say you've given somebody free choice or free will if you don't give them something to choose from. That one tree was a way for Adam and Eve to exercise their free choice and their willpower and say, yes, Lord, we will worship you. We will magnify all the goodness that you've done in our lives. We appreciate everything you've given us. We see that you are our provider. We believe your word when you told us that you have created us in your image. Because that was the other lie the devil snuck in. You know, he is so sneaky. He can get more than one in at a time. He made them think that they needed to eat from that tree to be made in God's image, when God had already made them in his image. So when we try out of our own self-effort to make ourselves like God, to make ourselves righteous, to make ourselves perfect, to make ourselves acceptable, we're doing the same thing. We're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When all we got to do is what? Recognize who God has already made us to be. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that because of what your son did at the cross, I am now your child. Thank you that you created me in your image, right? That's something Adam and Eve had. They were created in God's image, but do you know something they didn't have? They were not children of God. My friend, only God in His wisdom and in His love could work it out where man actually became something even greater, got something even better after our fall than we had before it. Before Adam fell, he was a created being. He was created in God's image, but he was a created being. After man fell, and Jesus Christ redeemed us at the cross. Once you have received him as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says you are now a child of God. You have been born into his family. Jesus is your elder brother. My friends, they never had that in the Old Testament. Not one of them. No matter how good, no matter how much they had a heart for the Lord, they never got the privilege of being called a son or daughter of God. They did not get the privilege of calling God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, their father. But you do. Amen. You do. Say it with me. I am a beloved child of God Most High. The creator of heaven and earth is my heavenly daddy. Amen. Amen. Woo, I've already preached myself happy. I don't know about y'all. I could wrap this up right here. But you know I won't. You know I won't. Because I can't help myself. We've got so much more. So far, that was one scripture the Lord gave me to share with you. All the rest was bonus. Bonus bunny trails. Amen. So we're going back to this. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. And now let's look at what is prosperity, right? What is prosperity in God's eyes? Oh, guess what? This is a word we've talked about before. In the Hebrew, this is the word shalom. I love that word. Shalom, 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 shalom. Say it with me, shalom. When Jesus faced the raging storm, the storm that was like a hurricane of the highest degree, he spoke one word to it, shalom. And that hurricane fell and dropped to its knees, recognized its creator, and there was a perfect calm. Perfect shalom. Perfect peace. Whatever storm is raging in your life, in your mind, in your heart, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare his shalom, his peace, in the name of Jesus Christ. May that storm, may that trouble, may that worry drop to its knees and bow before your creator. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, you are receiving the wisdom that you need for that situation. Right now, you are feeling the light, the warmth of the Savior who loves you so much. He gave up his life for you, setting you free, breaking you out of that bondage. Praise Jesus. Oh, praise Jesus. Shalom and peace, my friends. Shalom and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. My friend, whatever your cares, always remember when you invite Jesus into them, you just invited the Prince of Peace. Peace himself into that situation, and it must respond. The Bible says that Jesus has been placed above all things. Say all. All things. All principalities, all dominions, physical, spiritual, whether we can see it, name it, not name it. That's right. For those of you waiting for a diagnosis, it doesn't matter if you ever get one. It still has to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Receive it right now. Receive his completeness, his health, his wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ. And we declare that whatever that foul, stinking infirmity is in your body, it must be plucked up by the root and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Woo-hoo-hoo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whoo, now y'all know why I love shalom. And I know a bunch of y'all do too. So shalom in the Hebrew, it means prosperity, peace, safe, well, happy, friendly, completeness, welfare, health, wholeness. My friends, shalom is an all-encompassing. It means everything about your life, all-encompassing. Not the idea of peace that we have that is kind of this fleeting feeling that can come and go. No, this is a robust peace, a peace that lasts in and out of the storms. It's completeness to your health, to your mind, to your heart, to your spirit. Oh, that reminds me of 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you would prosper in all things. The Lord wants you to prosper in all things and be in health even as your soul prospers. That's peace. Hallelujah. And my friend noticed and said, beloved, I pray. I pray. Let's not take our Daddy God for granted. He's already done so much for us. Let's not take Jesus for granted. Remember, this is a relationship. The way that he has ordained it is that we do come to him and talk to him. We come to him and pray for that health that we want to see. Declare that peace in your life, in your loved one's life, in whatever that situation is. Just as our first scripture even opened up, how did it open up? Let the Lord be magnified. You know what that means? Let the Lord be magnified. What happens when you magnify something? If I take something little and, like it's ant, right? A little, we'll say a little carpenter ant. Well, those are kind of big for ants, but they're still small as sizes go, right? And I put a magnifying glass over it. What happens? It becomes so big, you can see the little furs on its legs and its little tips of its antenna and, all the little tiny things, they become magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Make a big deal about the Lord in your life. Talk about the things he's done for you. Give him the praise for all the goodness in your life. My friends, the Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from the Heavenly Father. Anything and everything in your life that you would consider good came from the Lord. Magnify him. Make a big deal about him. Can I tell you something? We tend to make a big deal about one of two things. Actually, kind of one of three things. We either make a big deal about the Lord, we make a big deal about ourselves, or we make a big deal about our problems. And I believe that's why it says, let the Lord be magnified. We can sit around and just make such a big deal out of all our problems that even the small ones become huge, right? You talk about it enough, you look at it all the time, that little problem suddenly becomes a big problem. We can give ourselves all the credit. Yeah, you got that promotion at work. You can think to yourself, it's all my hard work. It's my coming in early. It's my ideas. It's everything that I've done. I've earned this promotion. But you wouldn't even have the ability to do your job. You wouldn't have the wisdom. You wouldn't have the strength in your body. You wouldn't have the breath it takes to get out of bed every day if the Lord didn't first give it all to you. And like we learned last week, when we saw that Jesus was at a wedding and there was a problem that they ran out of wine and he turned the water into wine and gave them back not even good wine like they had before, but wine much better than what they'd ever had. And it says that the master of the feast called the bridegroom up and gave him the credit for it. Jesus didn't bust on the center stage and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm the one that did that. If we want to take credit for God's work, he'll let us. My friends, if we want to give someone else the credit, How many times we give natural instances, natural things, the credit for the work God has done. My friends, everything in the natural was created by our spiritual God. He will let us, but it's to our detriment, right? Because if we think that we did it, then we have to rely even more on our own strength, right? Then the pressure comes on. I've got to keep this up. I've got to keep, you know, the ideas coming. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And eventually we will burn out. And maybe you're like, I'm in that place right now. I feel burnt out. And maybe it's not your job. Maybe it's raising your kids. Maybe it's serving the Lord. Where we should never hopefully feel burnt out. Because serving the Lord comes from a place of receiving from Him first. Notice what it said first. Let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. So first, we receive His pleasure and His delight. We let Him prosper us, and then we serve, my friends. It's hard. It's really hard to get burned out when you're magnifying the goodness of the Lord in your life. When you're celebrating everything that He's done for you, when you're enjoying how much He enjoys you. Hallelujah. So let us magnify the Lord. Let us magnify the Lord. And you know what happens? The more we magnify Him, the more we make a big deal about Him in our lives, what happens is the more we'll trust Him and the more we'll let Him prosper us, which is what He desires from the start. Amen. But just like with Adam and Eve, my friends, God could have stopped Adam and Eve from eating of that tree. He could have forcibly stopped them from sinning against Him. But then what? We would not have free will. We would not have free choice. And God wanted a family. God wants a relationship with you. He doesn't want to force you. You know, do any of us want a relationship with someone like that, where we feel like they come over and spend time with us because they have to, right? Like they didn't even have a choice. Somehow we made them come and spend time with us. Of course not, right? And our daddy God he wants us to enjoy Him as much as He enjoys us. And honestly, that's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. But I tell you what, it's something worth aiming for. See that your daddy God enjoys you. He takes pleasure in you. He delights in you. And therefore, He delights in your prospering. Here's a beautiful thing I didn't get to share with you yet, because y'all know I get on my runaway bunny trails, about this word pleasure. So this word pleasure and delight, in the Hebrew, every letter also has a picture that goes with it. It also has a number that goes with it. So like how we have an alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then we use numbers to count and do math, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They use their alphabet also for their numbers. So Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, is their number 1. Bet is number 2, and so on. Well, each of those Hebrew letters also has a picture that goes with it. This is why it's so exciting to get into the Hebrew that the Old Testament was originally written in. So in this word delight, in this word pleasure, if you were to see the pictures that go around with it, it actually depicts a bending down toward the object being delighted in. How beautiful is that? Your heavenly Father is saying, I delight in you. I take pleasure in you. And just like a father, a loving father, bending down towards his young child, your heavenly Father is bending down towards you. Whew. How very loved we are. How very loved we are. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. My tongue shall speak of your righteousness. My friends, not our righteousness. There is none. We have no righteousness in and of ourselves. That's why it says we speak of the Lord's righteousness that he has given to each and every one of us as a gift through his son. And of your praise all the day long. My friends, you want to prosper in this life? Let your tongue speak of your gift of righteousness. Let your tongue speak of what Jesus has done for you. Speak of how forgiven you are. Speak of how loved you are. Speak his goodness and his promises. And speak of his praise. Just give praise to the Lord. There is always something in our day to give God praise for. Some days might be harder than others. But you know, the more we give God praise, the more we'll have to give God praise about. It's already there. It's a matter of our perspective and our eyes seeing it. So fill your mouth with his praise. Magnify the Lord in your life. You know, this is what the battle is over, my friends, really. When you look at the news, when you look at TV, when you look at social media, what is the battle? The battle is to fill you with fear and to make a bigger deal out of what the devil could do against you, or to magnify your heavenly Father who loves you and what he can do for you, right? All the things that we look at in the world that bring us fear, they came from the devil. Why do you think he was so gung-ho to tempt Adam and Eve? Because he heard what the Father said. He heard what God said. He knew that through sin, he could bring death into this world. When we get scared because of the things we see going on around us, that's the devil wanting you to magnify that in your life. I'm not saying we don't pretend these things aren't happening. Of course they are. But remember whose child you are. Remember that your daddy, right? You've got the biggest daddy, the strongest daddy, the smartest daddy, the wisest daddy. He's got the biggest army, the strongest army, and he cares for you. Amen. He cares for you. He delights in you and your prosperity. Hallelujah. I think we're going to have to wrap it up right there. And we've just got started. We are just touching the tip of the iceberg. But I am going to have to let you go. So we will get back into this again next time. And you know, until then, just keep that image in your mind. I want you to see your heavenly daddy bending down towards you. When you come across a stressful or fearful situation, see him bending down towards you to pick you up out of it. Just like a physical father would scoop their child up, right? There was one time we had some friends over and we used to have two huge dogs. They were just big. They were tall and they were big. And they could knock me over if they wanted to. But they were normally very gentle, but they had these friends had some toddlers and our dogs had gotten really excited and started running after one of the kids because the kids started running. And so I knew that my dog wouldn't intentionally hurt him, but I was afraid he was going to knock him over. So what did I do? I bent down and scooped him up, right? And then I just hugged him and laughed, and he never even knew he was in any danger. How many times our Heavenly Father scoops us up and holds us up out of danger that we never even saw coming. My friends, that right there is a reason to give God thanks every day. If you woke up today, he saved you from something. Amen. And he has saved us to eternal life through his son. We could give him thanks for that every day, all day, and not give him enough thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, so just walk around with that picture that your heavenly daddy is bending down towards you. He delights in you and he delights in your prosperity. Remember, he wants you to have wellness and wholeness. He wants you to be safe and happy. He wants you to be full of peace and completeness and prosperity. Hallelujah. And we declare that. I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ over each and every one of you today, over you and your loved ones, Holy Spirit, open the eyes of our heart to a fresh revelation of our Jesus. Give us your spirit of wisdom to see him, to see our Heavenly Father and his great love for us and the many, many things that he desires for us, to see him and know him as he really is, to give us fresh understanding of the abundance of his grace and the gift of righteousness, to open our eyes to see that you delight, he delights in our prosperity. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, amen. All right, now my friend, if you are listening today and you have never made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, I want you to take that opportunity right now, because guess what? That's why you're listening. Because your heavenly daddy, just as you heard, he is reaching out to you. He is bending down towards you. He is calling you because he wants you to be a part of his family. This is not about a religion or a bunch of rules or do's and don'ts. This is about a relationship with the God who created you and then gave up his life to save you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my friends. So if you would like to become a part of the family of God and receive Jesus as your Savior, just repeat this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to be my sacrifice at the cross. I believe that he took all my sins of my past, present, and future. He took all my punishment. He took all my guilt and judgment and condemnation. And he died with it. He was buried with it. And on the third day, he rose again without it. Hallelujah! That I am now declared righteous. I now am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a beloved child of God. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And heaven is my home. And you, God, are my loving Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, whew, my friend, welcome. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Your life is never going to be the same. Expect to see God's goodness in your life. Expect to see your Savior working for you. Just trust him. Rely on him. He is the God that died to save your spirit, to save your life. Hallelujah. And you know what? We'd really love to celebrate with you. If you've just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please email me and let me know so I can celebrate and we can send you a free gift. And that email is gracegang20@gmail.com. Again, that's gracegang20@gmail.com. That information is also in my episode notes. Okay? All right, my friends, I've had such a great time with you today. Thank you for your prayers. I just love coming to God's word and seeing our Jesus together. Hallelujah. All right, I really gotta let you go now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and grant you his peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, amen. All right, y'all, till next time, keep on living, loving, laughing in grace.